This is West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. The Northwoods Call describes itself as the most reliable source of conservation news and information. Mike Van Buren, whose journalism career has included a stint with the Kalamazoo Gazette, took over the Northwoods Call after the death of longtime owner Glenn Shepherd in 2011. WMUK correspondent Brian Peterson, a professor in Western Michigan University's Environmental Studies program, spoke with Mike Van Buren.
Many listeners may not be familiar with the Northwoods Call. What is it?
Well, it's an environmental slash conservation newspaper that's established in 1953 by a woman named Marguerite Hagen. She was a Detroit news reporter and a romance novelist of all things for a while. And then she decided she wanted to live in the North Woods, got tired of the city life, and moved up to the Johannesburg area on Douglas Lake and started the North Woods Call. And then she published that for 16 years, writing about nature and about history in the area and school happenings and different outdoor clubs and all that. And then in 1969, after 16 years, she decided she'd had enough of the long days and all of that, so she sold it to Glenn Shepherd from Charlevoix, and he published it for 42 years until his death in 2011. Then I'd been kind of talking to him in recent years about taking it over someday. I've always been interested in it, and I never could work out a deal with him. He just couldn't turn it loose, you know. So after he died, I was able to talk to his widow for several months, and she finally decided she was going to sell it. She wanted to close it down, bury it with him, but she responded to my pleas, so I appreciated that.
And so what drew you to wanting to own the paper?
I've always loved journalism, and when I was a young reporter starting out, I worked at a couple of weeklies in northern Michigan in Antrim and Kalkaska counties, and I always thought kind of at the end of my career I might want to come back and publish a weekly newspaper. But I've always had my eye on the Northwoods Call ever since I was a kid, because I used to see it at the local outdoor shows and things like that. They have boat shows and conservation shows here at the County Center building, and I'd always see this little paper stacked up there in the lobby and pick up a copy each year. And so when I moved up north years later, Glenn Shepherd called me to tip me off on some stories, and I was really excited that I got to talk to Glenn Shepherd, because I've been reading the paper for so many years, and so I started to subscribe and just followed it since then. And here I am today.
So what does the paper actually cover? What's the topical area?
All things conservation, and that includes hunting and fishing topics, public policy, a little bit of tourism-type stuff, but it's mostly natural resources issues. The Department of Natural Resources is a big area that we cover, and Glenn Shepherd covered that very well over the years, had lots of contacts in the department, and some of them would speak out of school sometimes and tip him off on stories. And for a time, the call was banned in the Department of Natural Resources offices because of Glenn Shepherd being so hard on them. It covers all manner of outdoor natural resources type subjects.
Now, the title, The North Woods, is it focused on a particular area of the UP, or is it to cover the entire state of Michigan?
It's mainly probably from Clare and Big Rapids north into the UP. I do cover some topics down in this area, like I did a story on the controversy out in Allegan, Barry County, where there's a citizen group out there trying to fight against the fracking of oil and gas wells. And so I did some stories on them. And so, you know, I'll do sometimes some things from the Kalamazoo Nature Center. But it's mostly things north of Big Rapids, probably.
And so who are the readers of this weekly publication?
They're quite a mix of folks. I did a survey of them when I took over the paper and found out their interests. I thought for a time that it was just hunters and fishermen, you know, but I found out they were interested in hiking and horseback riding and all manner of outdoor activities, lake sports and rivers and all of that. So, but there's a lot of them that are movers and shakers in the environmental movement, a lot of public policy makers and the Department of Natural Resources personnel, and former Governor William Milliken is one of the subscribers, even today. And the former president of Michigan State University, Gordon Guyer, subscribes. And anybody with an interest in conservation issues in Michigan have typically followed the Northwoods Call.
And so what role do you think this publication plays in our state?
Well, it's played a major role through the years of shining the light on various issues that weren't getting covered in other publications. You know, seems like the environmental beat is one of them that gets cut first from newspaper coverage. And there are some papers out there doing that, but a lot of the stories that we've seen over the last several decades have appeared first in the Northwoods Call. So it's kind of a lead publication in that regard when it comes to outdoor and conservation coverage.
Now, this has been a difficult time in general for publications, newspapers in particular. How is the Northwoods Call faring?
Well, I like to say we're limping along. We're operating in the black, but just barely right now. We need some more subscribers, obviously, and without more subscribers, you can't attract advertisers, and so it's kind of a catch-22 thing there, but we're trying to build up that subscription base and see if we can attract some advertisers.
And you have changed pretty dramatically the sort of feel of the paper, going from a paper base to an all-digital format. How has that changed the Northwoods Call?
Well, that was my original intent, to go to an all-digital format, but when I launched it, I found out that two-thirds of the people interested in subscribing wanted the print edition. So in addition to the electronic version, I publish a print edition every 2 weeks. And so that's where a lot of the money goes. You know, you got to pay for that printing and distribution, and that's not cheap to do.
Who writes for the Northwoods Call?
Mainly myself right now. I've got a few individuals that live around the state that are writing columns. A woman that just recently began writing about the Osaba River, and she writes sort of personal experience things along, and she's pretty good. And Tom Springer from Battle Creek, he's a former colleague of mine at the Kellogg Foundation when I worked there, and he's a good writer, and he writes a lot of outdoor things for me, mostly in the column format. And then I get lots of tips, letters to the editor and things like that from the readers out there. So I'll follow up usually on what they tip me off to in the North Country, because I'm not actually living up there right now.
And is your publication an advocacy journal, or is it journalism, or how would you characterize it?
I like to consider it a balanced journalism publication. I know when Glenn Shepard had it, he was unabashed about saying it was nature's publication, and whenever there was a conflict between the two, he always came down the side of nature. So, but sometimes I think that led him maybe to leave the other side of the story out sometimes. But I try to include both sides of it, although I've been accused of both. I've been accused of just giving the industry position and just giving the environmentalist position, which maybe means I'm in the right place.
In a recent article, there was a line that described the Northwoods Call as a staunch defender of nature. How would you describe what that means?
It means that nature is very important to all of us. The world's future depends on a healthy ecosystem and healthy and wise use of natural resources, and so the Northwoods Call attempts to defend the wise use and stewardship of natural resources. And we realize that you have to use resources. They're there for people to use. And a lot of our way of life depends on using them. But there's appropriate ways and inappropriate ways to use them in our estimation. And I don't, for example, think that it's necessary to do oil and gas exploration on land like in the Allegan State Game Area, where it's been set aside under the public trust for protection for future generations. I think there's probably plenty of other places you could do that activity, but there's even a conflict there.
You mentioned that natural resources is quite important to Michigan, and yet you also stated that many publications have not historically spent a lot of time covering the natural resource issues in Michigan. Why do you think that is?
Economics, probably, and short staffs, and they rather put them on city hall and police beats and entertainment stories and all of that than covering the environment. And that's not to say none of them do, because there's a fair amount of environmental reporting that still goes on. But I know when I worked at the Kalamazoo Gazette back in the day, I more or less started the environmental beat, and there wasn't one. And I just was able to cover mostly anything because nobody had done it much before, except on a hit-and-miss basis. So.
You mentioned that you think it's important to the state. Do you think that most residents have an interest in natural resource issues?
Yes, they do, particularly if they're in their own backyard. Sometimes people take them for granted and ignore it until something happens right next door to them, and then they get suddenly activated and want to do something about it. But Michigan residents are huge users of the resource. I mean, for recreation, we have the swimming and the fishing and the hunting and the snowmobiling and all of that stuff that occurs year-round in Michigan. So everyone has a vested interest in addition to burning fuel in our cars and our homes and all of these things. You have to use these things wisely in order to have them go around like they need to.
You mentioned you were a former reporter at the Kalamazoo Gazette. I'm wondering if you can speak to how journalism has changed since you began and now that you're an editor of a weekly newspaper.
Journalism's in a sad state right now, I believe. Back when I started out, at least I had the illusion that we were supposed to be objective. We were supposed to give balanced representations of stories. Now I don't see so much of that. It just seems like lots of so-called journalistic enterprises have an agenda, and it's very clear what the agenda is. And often the reporting is so biased that you wonder how this helps civic society, how this helps the public debate when you can't even get the truth about real issues that impact our lives. So I think that's been a big change. It seems like there's a lot more interest in entertainment, you know, movies and television, all that, than there used to be. There used to be more interest, I thought, in what happened at City Hall and on the school board and with your local soil conservation district or with the DNR. And there is a fair amount in certain circles of interest in that, but I'm just not sure it's as intense as it once was.
And so you have recently taken over this publication. What do you hope this publication serves in our public discourse?
I hope it informs people in a very real and balanced way about environmental issues, helps them make better decisions. I hope it encourages people to be honest and to have a open public debate and not just demonize each other and belittle each other when they don't agree with us, because there's way too much of that going on and we never get to the solutions. So if we can do that, if we can create a community around natural resources issues where everyone is kind of participating, sort of a public square, if you will, where the debate is free and open and clear, then maybe we can learn enough so that we can actually be good stewards of the natural resources that we're entrusted with.
What do you think are some of the primary natural resource issues in terms of threats to natural resources? You mentioned the carp, for example. Are there other particular pressing issues that you think deserve immediate attention from society that's not getting a lot of attention in Michigan?
I always like to see areas preserved, you know, and there have been a lot of parks and monuments and things like that created, but I think we can always think about ways of leaving the resources alone so that there's going to be something there for the next generation. But maybe there's a lot of attention on that in some circles, but most of us seem to live our lives on a day-to-day basis without even thinking much about what's around us and what we're using and what we're really responsible to help preserve. I'm sure there are dozens of other issues. I know there are in localities all over the place that need attention. And it's often citizen groups that rise up to tackle these issues because for some reason the ones we elect or appoint and pay to do these jobs are so politically corrupted that they don't always get to the solution. And it takes citizens to come up and demand that they do what they're there to do. We see that all the time.
And the Northwoods Call plays a role in that.
I think so, and people have told me that's what it does, that it's one of the few places they can get an unvarnished look at natural resources news and hear about things that are going on, because they don't get it many other places.
Mike Van Buren is the editor and publisher of the Northwoods Call. He spoke with WMUK correspondent and Western Michigan University Environmental Studies professor Brian Peterson. Links with more information and longer versions of interviews on West Southwest can be found at WMUK.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.